Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this holiday weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. To eliminate hunger, it's going to take effort and support from all of us. A great organization to support is the Oregon Food Bank. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Vicki Schwafferman. Vicki is the Oregon Food Bank's Community Philanthropy Senior Strategist. Hey there, Vicki. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you so much, Gary. I'm happy to be here.
I thought we'd get started today by having you tell us about Vicki. What do you do, and how did you get to where you're at the Oregon Food Bank?
Yes. Well, my role is the Community Philanthropy Senior Strategist at the Oregon Food Bank, and I provide strategic counsel to OFB's Community Philanthropy Director, as well as our Community Philanthropy Leadership Team. I support cross-team and cross-departmental initiatives, and I'm responsible for helping to shape and implement mission-driven emergent programs that foster collaboration across our stakeholder groups. My approach to the work is integrating equity and social justice into donor engagement programs, and I'm focused on increasing representation of our equity constituencies. So that includes Black, Indigenous, people of color, immigrants, refugees, transgender and gender nonconforming people, single parents, and those with lived experience with food insecurity within our donor base. So that's just a little bit about my role at OFB. And I was first introduced to Oregon through my husband, who was born and raised here. We met in college, and he introduced me, brought me out here for vacation, and I just fell in love with the beauty of Oregon and its people. So the rest is kind of history.
So you picked a very fine place to be.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about the Oregon Food Bank. What has the Oregon Food Bank been up to?
Well, we have been up to leaning into the work and helping to serve our communities. This pandemic has hit our communities really hard. And as soon as COVID-19 hit us, we definitely saw an increase in the amount of people seeking food assistance from the Oregon Food Bank in our network. So we've had to adapt and shift the way we operate to meet the need. So we have been providing food assistance and also advocacy and support to more than 1.7 million people who have sought food assistance from us in 2020. And that's up from our previous year of about 860,000 people who were seeking food assistance prior.
Wow, that is a huge increase. I was going to ask you how it compared to last year.
Yes, a huge increase. It's not a surprise that the pandemic the slew of injustices, right, that our communities are facing has unearthed, resurfaced some of these huge gaps that exist in our communities with accessing nutritionist food and really hunger relief. So we definitely have been busy trying to meet the need.
What does the future look like? Are they starting to look up?
they are starting to look up. I would say, you know, with the help of our community, we've been able to help stabilize and in some instances decrease the number of people seeking food assistance. But we know that over a million people seek food assistance typically on a typical year. And so that number is still far too high. That's still too many people that need support. So we are focused on not only eliminating hunger for good, but also doing so by addressing root causes of hunger.
I always love talking to people from the Oregon Food Bank because you're the type of people that want to be out of work. You'd want to not have to have this job.
That's right. That's right. We want to work ourselves out of a job.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
What have been some of the biggest challenges and some of the biggest wins over the last year or even 2 years?
Yeah, the biggest challenges we've had to face is really disruptions to our supply chain. The same constraints or challenges that we're experiencing at grocery stores, such as, you know, having difficulty finding items because items are low in supply, or paying a bit more to purchase those items because they're in such demand. That's the same case for the Oregon Food Bank. We have less access to some of the things we would normally purchase or receive as a donation from large food producers, and things we do purchase are more expensive. So that's one of the challenges that we've been faced with. We're really fortunate for network partners in the food industry and a great team of food resource professionals who have helped to make it all happen for us, despite us needing to shift and substitute some of the food. They've helped to sustain our ability to ensure folks have food that they need. So that's one of the biggest challenges that have hit us.
And Vicki, tell us about some of your biggest wins.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk about some of our biggest wins that have been a result of the community showing up, stepping up and rallying around our mission. Our donor base has grown significantly in the past 24 months. In FY18 to 19, OSB had around 30,000 donors, and that has increased in the past year to 63 annual donors. So it's just incredible community power that has fueled Oregon Food Bank. Approximately 18,000 donors have made a first-time gift in the last year, and we anticipate significantly larger donor base in 2022 than prior to COVID-19, though not with ongoing extraordinary growth trajectory in the future. So that has just been a huge win for us. Our monthly sustainers, our multi-year donor renewals have been incredible, and has helped to really continue our mission through the higher need or the greater need we're seeing in the community. We've also leaned into our efforts to end hunger and its root causes. We welcomed our policy leadership council to lead our legislative priorities. This is a council that shapes the vision for Oregon Food Bank's policy and advocacy work, and it's led by people impacted by food insecurity and the systemic injustices that cause it. So in addition to helping to set our public policy agenda, we call them the PLC. The PLC is helping to guide and organize our advocacy activity at Oregon Food Bank and help to propel us closer to our 10-year vision when we talk about a new leadership. So we're continuing to build value-based networks that increase economic and racial and gender justice, and we've invested more in organizations led by and rooted within Black, Indigenous, and other communities of color. And I will say the last but not the least greatest win is also expanding our ambassador program, where we involve our community more deeply in our root cause work through activities such as census work, voter registration, community gardens, and food distribution in new locations. So just a glimpse of some of the great work that's been continuing to happen at OFB.
We're talking today with Vicki Schwefferman. She's the Oregon Food Bank's Community Philanthropy Senior Strategist. Now, Vicki, for people who are listening who don't quite understand what the Oregon Food Bank is or does, can you help kind of explain that? You're not you're kind of a network, right? Do I have that correct?
Yes, we are a network. So what do we do at the Oregon Food Bank? Our mission is to eliminate hunger and its root causes, because no one should be hungry. So what we do is we provide access to nutritious food for all. We help build a community power to eliminate hunger. And we work across systems within our network. So we operate throughout Oregon and Clark County, Washington, through 21 regional food banks and more than 1,400 food assistance sites. Our work in the community is really to supply families with nutritious food, to let the community know that if you're hungry, if you are dealing with food insecurity, there is food for you. There is access to meals that can feed you and your family. And so our goal is to make sure that access to those resources make it to the community, and also information about those resources make it to the community. And our goal is to galvanize community support to support systems that sustain equal access to housing, healthcare, employment, and more, as we partner with people and organizations to help address our systems change work and our root cause work.
And for people going to a food bank nowadays, it's quite a bit different than it used to be, right? It's more like a shopping experience. Is that correct?
It is more like a shopping experience. With our partners and with pantries, families are able to select food that is nutritious and specific to their needs. So I think it's really important that in our work, we focus on equity. And equity is not just being invited to the party, right? It's being asked to dance. I love that quote. So in that way, we love to empower our community to be able to identify what food is culturally specific to their needs, but also is nutritious and healthy for their family. We focus on the quality, not the quantity of what we are distributing.
I read about Oregon Food Bank's new approach to fundraising. Tell us a bit about measuring a year in love. What's that all about?
Yes, I'm so excited that you asked this question. It's been an incredible journey for our community philanthropy team at OFB, who in January 2020 embarked on a paradigm shift in our practical approach to resourcing an end to hunger and its root causes. As a team, we have made a commitment that our performance would no longer be evaluated based on the financial outcomes of our work, but instead we would design and implement philanthropic development programs and relevant assessments oriented to new metrics that are rooted in love and equity and culture. And how this shows up in our work is, just what I said before, our commitment to value people, those requesting and offering resources more than money itself. We have found that decentering money in our profession is helping us to reshape everything that we do. It's helping us to interrupt and disrupt barriers, white supremacy and the harmful practices that perpetuate injustices throughout our communities. And with an individual recognizing systemic problems in our community, we lead them to connect and create relationships that help build community solutions and make meaningful change and encourage growth in themselves and others. And this has resulted in us helping to bridge support partners who are essential to the strength of our regional and interdependent leaderful and anti-hunger movement. Some of these organizations have included Mudbone Grown, Oregon Workers Relief Fund. Just in the past year, our team has directly connected more than 1,000 OFB donors to organizations that are helping to support the movement to end hunger and its root causes. And through this work, we're also focused on telling the true story of hunger as an outcome, not of personal choices, but systemic barriers to employment, housing, and healthcare. And so I'm really grateful to be a part of such a great team that is doing this work, is centering love and equity rather than money, and is using those important values as a guide to approaching our work and sustaining our impact throughout the community.
We're talking today with Vicki Schwefferman with the Oregon Food Bank, and This coming Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, so let's talk about that. What is the purpose of Giving Tuesday and also the season of giving? It's a pretty important Tuesday of the year.
Yes. Giving Tuesday this year is November 30th, and it's a global generosity movement, you know, unleashing the power of radical generosity. It started as a simple idea in 2012, and it's grown into a year-round global movement, inspiring millions of people to give and collaborate and celebrate generosity. So at the Oregon Food Bank, we are encouraging folks to come together, help us build community power and counteract any barriers that exist in people's way for accessing food. This year, our aim is to raise $300,000, and funds will help us invest in our movement to address hunger and the causes of hunger. For example, with our Policy Leadership Council, which I mentioned before, is tasked with helping generate community-based solutions to hunger. And examples of expenses for programs that address root causes, such as the PLC, is also renting meeting space and providing food for groups that are organizing and help to support the Oregon Food Bank, equipment and internet access for connecting with the community, translating messages and meetings so everyone can participate equally, and also keeping food flowing as requests for food support continues. Other root cause and community center root cause work, such as Oregon Food Bank's ambassador program, are also critical areas of support. So there are many ways to get involved. And in addition to Giving Tuesday and financial support from the community, folks can go directly on our website. They can sign up to volunteer with us with a number of our partner agencies in the Portland metro area. So that is our focus of Giving Tuesday, is to really let everyone know that there is a place for you to support Oregon Food Bank and our mission to serve our communities.
We know how many people are looking for ways to support our community right now. How might people get involved?
Oh, there are so many ways to get involved. In addition to Giving Tuesday and financial support for the community, folks can sign up to volunteer with the Oregon Food Bank or with a number of our pantry agencies in the Portland metro area. More volunteer opportunities are listed on our website. Folks can visit OregonFoodFinder.org to find a partner near them to reach out to inquire about volunteer opportunities or ways they can best support their local area. Additionally, folks can also get involved by advocating for change at the legislative level. The only way we can ever hope to end hunger for good is by addressing hunger's root causes. So when social constructs like race, class, gender, drive the laws and policies that we live by and disproportionately affect people of different identities, those laws and policies need to change. With change, we end hunger's root causes, like poverty. So many ways to get involved, and I strongly ask that the community consider just going on our website to find out more information about those things. The last but not least I wanted to mention is that you can join the Oregon Food Bank team. My team, Community Philanthropy, is hiring. So wanted to put in the plug. We are innovators in the field. We're integrating love and community-centric practices into all that we do, elevating economic, gender, and racial justice, and centering communities experiencing hunger. Some of this we talked about earlier. But I strongly would advise anyone who is interested in learning more about our open positions, just visit our website at www.oregonfoodbank.org and click on About Us and then Careers, and you'll see the slew of open positions at the Oregon Food Bank, including our community philanthropy team.
What does volunteering look like now with the pandemic still upon us?
Well, we have a lot of volunteering opportunities listed on our website. A lot of our partners need support in helping to package food. So that is an area where folks can sign up and help our partner agencies. I would say the biggest thing is to reach out to your local food bank or local pantry to see the direct needs in your local area. That would really support us and our network and our mission. The other thing I'll note is for repackaging, because of COVID-19, we have smaller groups that we're able to safely bring in and help us to repackage food and supply them to the community. So those are the opportunities. In addition to, again, going on our website and signing up for our newsletters, there's a bunch of different ways that our AVO department communicates and how to civically engage to help address the root causes of hunger and ensure that we are also voting out hunger through any policies that are creating barriers to food relief.
We know that hunger is a year-round issue, but times may be especially tough with the holidays for many. So what is some of the greatest need right now?
Yeah, that's such a good question. With some of the disruptions in the supply chain and the food system, our biggest need is financial support at this time. Financial donations do the most good. With our buying power, we're able to purchase in-truck load quantities, making it much more economical versus you and I going to a grocery store and purchasing canned goods. For every dollar donated, we can provide enough food for three meals. We are well positioned to meet community need, and strong, sustained community support will help OSB and our partners get through this next wave of increased demand. So that's our greatest need right now, financial support and donations to do the most good. And again, that can be done right on our website.
I'm always amazed at how far a dollar goes with the Oregon Food Bank. That's pretty amazing because you have such an amazing buying power.
Yes. We buy in bulk and it goes such a long way to help us accomplish our mission. So we're just really grateful to the community for folks who give. Every contribution that comes in the door helps to make a difference. So thank you for all of you out there who may be considering giving to the Oregon Food Bank or have in the past. We're just really grateful for the community.
Well, as we wrap up here, Vicki, let's talk about what resources are available for people who may need some assistance.
Yes. Well, the most important thing to know is that food is available. Anyone who needs food assistance is welcome and can access it through more than 1,400 of our partners across Oregon and Clark County, Washington. And the best way to find the closest pantry is to go on our website to visit OregonFoodFinder.org with information in 14 of the most commonly spoken language in the Pacific Northwest. We have an interactive map that shows results based on location and need. So anyone looking for their closest pantry can go on there and find resources to access that. Additionally, 211 is also a great resource. We highly recommend people call that number for assistance. They can help with SNAP applications and in finding a food pantry nearby, and can also offer translation and relay services. So that is also another resource available to anyone who needs it.
And to reiterate one more time, if you need assistance, food is available. That's really important.
Yes, absolutely.
We've been talking today with Vicki Schwefferman, Oregon Food Bank's Community Philanthropy Senior Strategist. And it's been great, Vicki. Thanks so much for all the information.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.